Yo, what's up, my people? Riley Hot here, your friendly neighborhood self-care guru, back with another daily dose of real talk. Today we're diving into something kinda heavy, but also super important: mindful parenting. You know that whole "it takes a village" thing? Well, let me tell you, that village needs a serious upgrade in the self-awareness department. We Gen Zers are all about breaking free from toxic trends and expectations, right? But when it comes to becoming parents ourselves, we gotta ditch those outdated scripts too. Think about it. We are raised by people who were basically trained on dial-up internet, trying to navigate this hyper-connected, anxiety-fueled world. Talk about a recipe for disaster. So, how do we avoid repeating the same mistakes? How do we become mindful parents who actually prioritize our own well-being while raising amazing humans? Buckle up, fam, because I'm spilling all the tea. First things first, boundaries, baby. Ever felt like your kid is basically a clingy shadow, following you around like they lost their Wi-Fi signal? Listen, it's awesome to be present and nurturing, but even superheroes need alone time. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about showing your kids that it's okay to have their own space, just like you do. This means carving out time for yourself, whether it's a quick meditation sesh, hitting the gym because adulting is basically an extreme sport, or just chilling with your headphones blasting your favorite playlist. Remember, a happy parent equals a chill kid. Next up, self-awareness, fam. We got to get real about our own triggers and how they affect our parenting style. Are you always snapping at your kid when you're exhausted? Do you find yourself comparing them to other kids? Yeah, we've all been there. But the key is to recognize these patterns and actively work on changing them. Journaling, therapy, or even just talking it out with a trusted friend can help you unpack those emotional baggage. Trust me, your kid deserves a parent who's emotionally stable and present, not someone constantly on edge. Speaking of presence, let's talk about mindfulness being fully engaged in the moment. We're so used to being glued to our phones, scrolling through endless feeds of curated perfection. But when it comes to parenting, ditch the phone and give your kid your undivided attention. Put down that social media app and truly listen when they're talking. Make eye contact, ask questions, and show them that they're the most important person in the room because they are. Don't underestimate the power of play. I know, adulting is demanding. But remember those days when you built pillow forts and spent hours playing pretend. Childhood is all about exploration, imagination, and pure unadulterated joy. So get down on their level, be silly, and let loose. Your kid will love it, and you might just rediscover your inner child in the process. Finally, remember that parenting ain't a competition. Don't compare yourself to other parents or feel pressured to live up to some unrealistic ideal. We all mess up, we all have our struggles. But what matters is that we learn from our mistakes and strive to be better every day. Embrace the chaos, celebrate the small wins, and remember you've got this. Let's talk about a scenario most of us can relate to. Your kid throws a tantrum in the middle of Target because they want that sparkly unicorn toy. You know, the one that probably doubles as a weapon when wielded by a 5-year-old. Instead of freaking out, which is totally understandable, take a deep breath and practice some mindful parenting. Acknowledge their feelings. I see you're really upset because you want the unicorn. Then calmly explain why you can't get it. We already have too many toys at home, and we need to stick to our budget. Offer an alternative. How about we pick out a new book together? This teaches your kid emotional regulation, communication skills, and that their feelings are valid, even when they're having a meltdown. Alright, fam, time for the mic drop takeaways. Boundaries. Self-awareness. Mindfulness. Play. And remember, parenting ain't a competition, it's a journey. So ditch the comparison game, embrace the chaos, and focus on raising kind, compassionate humans who are ready to rock this world. Now go out there and make me proud. Hit me up in the DMs with your thoughts, tag me in your TikToks about mindful parenting, or just share this episode with a friend who needs a reality check. And don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe because you know I'm serving up fresh content daily. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.